Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad you came to church this morning. How many of you remember to bring your Bible with you? I brought my Bible. Oh, we have one young man that brought his Bible with him to Sabbath school and church, so I'm going to ask him to read a Bible verse for me this morning. We have a picture. This is supposed to be up on the overhead screen. Yes, can you tell what that is? Can you tell what that is in the picture? It's far away. What is in the picture?
Airplane.
It is an airplane, and I want you to know that's a picture that my baby brother took, and I was in that airplane. That airplane is just lifting off from Albuquerque, New Mexico Airport, and my brother was at the Naval Air Station there, and he took a picture of me. He was standing up on top of his service truck, and he said, "I took a picture of you just as you was taking off from the airport." Well, I have something I want to read from the Bible this morning, because remember, it's very important to read from our Bible. So I have a young man that's volunteered to read a Bible verse for us this morning, and it's found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Thank you. You know, some Bibles say, don't worry. Be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but let your requests be made known to God. If you needed something, could you just tell God? And would he provide it for you, do you think? And tell no human beings. Don't tell any human beings, but just make your need known to God. Would he provide that for you? Would he give you what you needed? What do you think?
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think? Well, I decided, I read this Bible verse a long time ago, and I decided I was going to conduct an experiment, if you will. I was going to conduct an experiment. When I had a need, if it was something that I couldn't do, you know, some things I can do. If some needs that I have, I can actually do. Sometimes, like, you know, this morning it was very cold in the house I live in, so I didn't have to pray and ask Jesus to build a fire and make the house warmer. I could actually open the stove and I could build a fire and the house got warmer. So when I wanted to do an experiment, I had to ask Jesus to do something for me that I had no way of doing for myself. And then I would begin to keep a journal from the time that I made my request known, and then when I saw Jesus provide that I needed. So I wanted to tell you a special experiment that I did, and it's an experiment, and it's also an experience. I had a tooth inside of my head that broke. And it broke a year and a half ago. And I'm not a dentist, so I didn't know how to fix that tooth. And God actually provided, and I was told about a place up, it's a little bit north of here, it's a place like a business or a service called UCAN, and they had a dental van, and they fixed my tooth. And when the man fixed my tooth, it was a man named Dr. Orr, he fixed it, and he said, I'm going to put a filling in this tooth, but a large part of my tooth broke. He said, I'm going to put a filling in it, and if it works, it'll be okay, but it might not hold. It might break again, and it might not work. And if that happens, then you'll need a crown. And a crown costs a lot of money. And UCAN Dental Van does not put crowns on people's teeth. So Dr. Orr fixed my tooth the best that he could, and then I went along. Oh, for a little over a year, my tooth was fine. And then about the 1st of November this last year, my tooth broke. And it broke where Dr. Orr had fixed it. And now I know I'm in trouble, because now I need a crown. And I don't have the money to put a crown on my tooth, lest I sold one of my horses, and I really didn't want to do that. So then I made my request known to God, and I didn't tell any human beings. Nobody knew. I just made it known to God, just like the Bible tells me. And I let him know I need a crown on my tooth. And then I trusted, and I kept track of how long it would be before God would provide a crown. So then about a week after my tooth broke, my younger brother called me on the phone and said he would like me to come down to Albuquerque and spend a couple weeks with him. He said, if I pay all your expenses, will you come down and spend a couple weeks with me? And I said, yes. Just as soon as Jack and Deanna get back from Africa, I'll be right on a plane. I'll come just as soon as you need me to come. So he purchased the plane ticket for me. And when he sent me the computer itinerary of that flight, it says that I fly out of Portland, Oregon, and I go into Albuquerque, stay there for 2 weeks, then I get on an airplane again, and I go to San Diego, and then wait in San Diego for 50 minutes, and then fly onto Portland, Oregon. So I read that, and I thought, oh, my daughter lives right near there. Like, she's only 2 hours away. Maybe she could come and visit me, because I haven't seen her for 5 years. So when I told my brother that, he said, you haven't seen your daughter for 5 years? I'll pay and have your flight changed. So he paid the extra money, and he had my flight changed so that I left Albuquerque, and I flew into San Diego, and instead of 50 minutes, I stayed there for 1 week. So my daughter picks me up. She takes me to her house, and she lived about 3 miles from Loma Linda Medical Hospital. So on Friday night, I went to a meeting that was on the campus of the university there. And there was a man speaking, and at the end of his lecture on Friday night, he asked this question: when do you get your crown? I thought, that's a very interesting question. Now, I have something in my bag that I wanted to show you, because there's more than one kind of crown. You know, maybe he was talking about a crown like this. You know, I think he was talking about our crown of life. But just the same, I thought that was a very interesting question. And I looked at my daughter and I said, I get my crown now. Now is when I get my crown, because the Bible says, hold fast to that which you have, and don't let any man take your crown. So the next morning, we went to hear this speaker again, and we listened to him, and after he had spoke, our plan, Rachel and I had a plan that we were going to go to the fellowship dinner. So we had an hour to wait from when the lecture was finished to when we would go to fellowship dinner. So we decided to just stay on campus. So Rachel and I found a bench underneath the tree, and we sat down, and then my daughter says, Mom, look what I found in the hymnal this morning. And she pulls out a flyer, and it says there is a health and dental and vision clinic going on that day at the Loma Linda Academy Gymnasium. So I said, no human beings knew that I needed a crown on my tooth, but could it be that this is where God is going to provide a crown for me? So Rachel and I decided to go find this academy during the hour we had to wait. Then we could go first thing Sunday morning to the clinic. We got there, and the woman we met in the gymnasium said to me, if you need something done, you need to sign up right now, because we have a lot of doctors here and not a lot of people have come today. Tomorrow morning, there might be few doctors and a lot of people, and you might not be able to get things done. So I signed up right then. We didn't go to fellowship dinner. I went to the first dentist who took x-rays of my tooth and wrote on the little work order, filling on tooth number 3. But I knew that a filling wasn't going to work, because I'd already had a dentist tell me that if my tooth broke again, I would need a crown. So, you know, I want to tell you something that's really important. Divine power is never summoned where human power will work. So God is not going to send an angel. He's not going to perform a miracle and miraculously replace my tooth if he can find a person who will work for him. And that's how God works. We worship an invisible God, and he works through people if he can find them. And on that day in December, God found a person, and her name was Dr. Helen M. And when she looked at my x-ray and the work order, she looked at me and she said, "You need a crown." And I knew that, and God knew that. And she said, "I don't have enough time today to do it, but I'll start building up your tooth. Can you be here first thing tomorrow morning?" And I said, "Yes, I can be." She said, "Don't even wait in line. Just as soon as the doors are open, come right in, and I'll be able to finish your tooth Sunday morning." And Sunday at 1 o'clock, I walked out of that gymnasium with a brand new crown on my tooth. And Dr. Stanheiser, I spent the afternoon with Dr. Stanheiser and her wife and her husband, and Dr. Stanheiser said to me, "That was at least a $2,500 gift that woman just put on your tooth." And I am so thankful that Dr. M was available for God to use her to answer my prayers. And I can tell you, boys and girls, that whenever you have a need and you need something, that you can safely make your request known to God and God alone, and he will provide for the things that you need. Always, always remember that he will provide for everything that you need. You can go back to your seats and be sure to pick up the baskets on the way.